Hey, welcome back to the 5-Minute Strategist. I'm curious how many ideas you think you have in a day. For me, I tend to get sparks of inspiration when I go for a walk or I'm listening to a podcast. For other people, I know that they come in the shower at the beginning of the day or the bubble bath at the end of the day. For some of us, we sit up at 3 a.m. with the idea that we are so certain of, only to wake up in the morning not 100% sure what we wrote down. It's really hard to find a small business owner who doesn't have tons of ideas every day. So if that's the case, why is there so little innovation that actually happens? This notion that having a lot of ideas drives innovation is a really common misconception. We tend to get excited by the eureka moment when that idea strikes, but actually that is just a seed of inspiration. I want you to think about the best idea that you've ever had. The one that you're like, oh, I need to act on that. Oh, that's such a good one. It's been sitting in my notebook for a long time. I'm just waiting for the right moment. A really good way to think about this is to think about the domain names that you own, right? We love to buy a domain name for an idea. Now, I want you to think about what that idea itself is worth. And the answer is it's worth very little, believing that an idea on its own is a game changer or a money maker. Or is going to change your life is one of the biggest misconceptions we have in our small businesses. Real innovation doesn't happen with that initial spark. It's all about what we do with it afterwards. First of all, you have to implement it. The idea that lives in your notebook is not an innovation. So yes, we need to start innovation with ideas. 100%, that's the catalyst. But we also have to implement them because otherwise it's just theory. If I walked up to you on the street and said, I've got this notebook of ideas, would you like to buy it from me? No one's going to give you money for that. But if you say to someone, I've been working on this idea, here's what I can see from it, would you like to buy it? That suddenly becomes a very different conversation. In order for our idea to become an innovation, it has to create value. That means we have to attach that idea to a problem that it's solving, a process that it's improving, something new that it's creating. Just because you have an idea doesn't mean that anyone wants it. It doesn't automatically become valuable. The next thing that your idea needs is it needs to be viable. That means it needs to work and work more than once. That means it needs to make money. It needs to make profit. There needs to be demand in the market for it. So for an idea to become innovation, it has to be sustainable. Next, you want to remember that innovation takes repetition. So when we're innovating, we have to try something, fail, adapt, try, fail, adapt, try, fail, adapt. You can see why having that one spark of an idea isn't the same as doing all of that experimentation and learning and refinement. The other differentiation between innovation and idea is that you can have an idea on your own. In order for innovation to happen, you need your idea plus the ideas of all the other areas in the business in order to create that solution that is different, that works, that's viable. That's sustainable long-term. So ideas can be a solo game. Innovation isn't. So ideas are something that happen to us multiple times a day. Some of them are good, some of them are bad, and even the great ones aren't really worth anything written down on a piece of paper. When you think about innovation within your business, I want you to think of it as a strategic process. It's about having the right idea at the right time that does things in the right way for the need or opportunity that's presented in your business. This doesn't mean that I think you should stop having ideas. The ideas are the starting point for innovation. But I want you to be really clear on the fact that just being an idea machine is not a strategy to create value in your business. Instead, you need a process or a system that allows you to take those ideas, figure out the good ones, bring them to life, put them into practice, see if they work, adapt, see if they work, adapt, see if they work, and then go all in or pivot as necessary. That is how you move from idea to innovation.